Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third. The left fielder, George Theodore. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Parker. Pitching for the New York Mets, Harry Parker. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Ron Woods. Batting third. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pepe Frias. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garrett moves to second. One out. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garrett moves to third. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Frias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woods moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gosger for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bacabella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 1 out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Boswell reaches second base with a double. Harrelson moves to third. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 0-for-1 in the game. Theodore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Boswell scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Theodore moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field. Woods picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Woods. Dyer moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Harry Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker bunts towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Dyer scores. Harrelson moves to third. 2 outs. It's 3-0, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Garrett reaches second base with a double. Harrelson scores. It's 4-0, Mets. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boswell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garrett moves to third. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Theodore takes first base on ball 4. Boswell moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Singleton moves to second. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-1 in the game. Bacabella hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Singleton moves to third. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Singleton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Mets. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0-for-1 in the game. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boswell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Strohmeyer now pitching. Coco LeBoy now playing third base. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. LeBoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Coco LeBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeBoy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first, with Parker covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Parker bunts in front of the plate. Bacabella fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, with Hunt covering, for the double play. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Theodore is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-2 in the game. Bacabella hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Breeden pinch hits for John Strohmeyer. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Mets. Boots Day pinch hits for Pepe Frias. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0-for-1 in the game. LaBoy hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Foley now playing shortstop. Tom Walker now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive towards short. Foley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ted Martinez now playing second base. Wayne Garrett now playing third base. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Woods hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Tug McGraw now pitching. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Woods moves to second. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Singleton strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Poole juggles the ball. That's an error on Crane Poole. Hunt scores. Woods moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Mets. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 3 in the game. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Harrelson strikes out. 1 out. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Garrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Garrett moves to second. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on LaBoy. Garrett scores. Martinez moves to third. Theodore moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 4 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martinez scores. Theodore scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-3, Mets. Ed Crane Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crane Poole is 0 for 4 in the game. Crane Poole hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub scores. Crane Poole moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Mets. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 4 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Mayshore pinch hits for Tom Walker. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Coco LeBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeBoy is 0 for 2 in the game. LeBoy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 8, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.